kind of a sweet story today for I Love This Town. Thank you to Lisa, our storyteller today. Lisa from Fort Bragg writes, "This is truly a small town story. Our favorite kind, Lisa. A few weeks ago, our giant tortoise broke out of his enclosure." Now, let's define giant. 160 pounds of tortoise. Lisa says, "We had no idea he'd gotten out until the next day. So I went around and asked all our neighbors to let us know if they saw him. And I was worrying. We live so very close to the edge of a cliff. We were afraid he might fall and end up in the Pacific Ocean. So we searched. Many looked high and low for 4 days with no sign of him. How do you lose a 160-pound tortoise? Well, on the fifth day, my neighbor, a young girl, knocked on our door and exclaimed with a big smile on her face, "I think we found your tortoise. We got a call of a possible tortoise sighting. My brother and my dad are riding their bikes down to the point right now to see if he's still there." I grabbed a bunch of carrots and then drove to the entrance of Belinda Point and started walking. Walked all the way to the edge of the cliff and turned around, and there he was, alongside of the dad and two kids and a really big bunch of carrots. We started to walk him home. Yeah, I was thinking, how did you know where he was? Well, they answered, turns out that my neighbor's daughter took piano. You ready? Now, this is the small town part. My neighbor's daughter took piano lessons over a year ago, and her piano teacher was babysitting her neighbor's dog and looked for a place to go for a long walk. Decided on Belinda Point, remembering her long ago conversation with her former piano student. She saw this giant tortoise. Neighbor had told her that one of their neighbors kept giant tortoises. She called that neighbor to tell her she'd seen a giant tortoise on the cliff. Well, it took us a couple of hours, but we walked home with carrots dangling in front of Wicca, the giant tortoise, and finally got him back in his enclosure. And then the next day, my other neighbors helped us to shore up the pen so no more escaping. Whole lot about the small town in there, don't you think? Lisa says thank you to all my neighbors. And this is something that I know could only happen in a small town. I love this town. Yeah, Lisa, me too. I love this town.